Have you ever gotten in trouble for doing what's right? For following the prompting of the Holy Spirit, seeking to exercise the love of Christ? Oh, the conflict into which love takes us. Such was the struggle for the German Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer when he compromised his conviction of nonviolence to become part of a plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler and was hung by the Nazis just 2 weeks before the Allied forces brought the German army to surrender in May 1945. Oh, the conflict into which love takes us. Such is the struggle in many households where belief in Jesus and commitment to the way of Christ meets with apathy or even opposition between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters. Oh, the conflict into which love takes us. Most supremely, this was Jesus' struggle as he willingly endured the cross for us all. The challenge and the calling of today's lessons and liturgy is for us to go wherever God's love leads us in our lives, in our thinking and acting, our believing and commitments to be true to the way of Christ. What a radical and shocking gospel reading we just heard. There sure isn't anything wishy-washy, namby-pamby, boring, or staid about this Jesus. But what do you think he actually means when he says, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Surely, he who also said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." He who did not strike back but turned the other cheek. He who told his disciples to lay down their swords cannot literally mean that he came not to bring peace, but a sword. Oh, these contradictions in God's holy word, these paradoxes that fill the scriptures, how they cause us to wrestle mentally and spiritually. And this is good, because it's only as we wrestle with the paradoxes in our own lives that we will ever see more clearly and more deeply into the truth, such as part of the nature of the holy and sacred scriptures. Don't be misled or deceived. It is never Jesus who brings jealousy, bitterness, envy, strife, or the divisions these and many other evils cause. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the very personification of all love and justice and truth and peace. In his living presence, we learn how inseparable are real love and justice and truth and peace from one another. And I think this is the whole point of today's gospel reading. Real love, real justice, real peace, real truth can never be compromised. To compromise love, to compromise justice, to compromise peace, to compromise truth is to lose them. These are eternal values that can never be compromised, no matter how much it costs. To stand for them and in them at all costs is to have life in all its abundance. To compromise them, ignore them, or water them down in any way is to lose life. What our Lord is calling us to struggle against is everything in ourselves, our families, our neighbors, our nation, our world that would cause us to compromise, ignore, or water down real love, truth, justice, and peace. Of course, you know what the problem is. The problem is people don't always respond to love with love. Go figure. It was people just like you. It was people just like me who took the Lord of love, nailed him to a cross, and crucified him. The man of peace died a violent death. Not because he was violent in any way, but because he stood for peace at the ultimate price in a very violent world. This is not an easy message, is it? That love always costs something. That love is defined and displayed through vulnerability, suffering, and death. Real love is always, always costly, risky, threatening, because it always calls us to lay down our lives for each other in the name of the Lord of love. The good news and the real miracle is that this costly love always results in resurrection and new life, in something that is completely different and something that is completely new. Love might look like it's crazy sometimes, but always and ultimately, it is the only victor. It is the only way. So how are we reading and responding to the signs of our times as we hear of a still growing global population, as we hear of always more mass murders and violence, as we become more and more aware of an ever faster growing ecological and environmental decay of our planet? The challenge is to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, and by living in his way, to bring peace and hope and healing and new life to individuals and families and nations and the planet that we live on. Everything that has a global effect begins on a personal level. What we are always being called to get rid of is that old image of, I'm nothing, I don't have much, I can't do anything. And put on the new image that we've been given in Christ as children of the living God with all the resources of heaven at our disposal. Oh, the conflict into which love takes us, but oh, the peace and the healing that it always and ultimately brings. So I'll leave you with these words from Hebrews that come a little later on in chapter 12. Therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but may be healed. Amen.